Test 5. This is the IELTS listening test. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. Now turn to Part 1. Part 1. You will hear a man phoning Community Learning Centre to get information about the sports photography course it offers. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6. Good morning, Community Learning Centre. What can I do for you?
Oh, hello. I'm calling about the sports photography course you offer. I learned about it from an advert somewhere in the newspaper.
OK. May I have your name, please?
It's Chris Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Is there anything in particular you would like to know?
Yes. I'm eager to improve my photography skills. You know, my son has just joined the school football team this semester and I want to keep a visual record of all these precious moments. But when I took shots, they were often too blurry. You see, I'm no expert, so I'd like to find out about the level of the course to see if it's suitable for me.
Well, this course is intended for beginners only, but there will be an advanced course for experienced photographers next semester.
That's good to know. I think this course works for me just fine. Do I have to go for an interview to register?
There's no need to do that. We have plenty of vacancies right now, so if you plan to register, I can sign you up over the phone.
Great. But before that, how much does it cost?
It was $45 last year for a single student. Luckily, this year we have more funding, so the price has gone down to $38.
Oh, good. So when will the next course start?
Let me check. Just a minute. It's Monday today, so there was a course that ended just last weekend. Then there's another one starting from April the 17th. But if you miss this one, the next one is from May the 1st.
That's too late. I'll just register for the next course then.
May I take your phone number?
Sure. It's 0713 9587 302.
Okay, I've made a note of that. When you come to take the first lesson, please bring 2 photos that you've taken.
Is there any special requirements for the photos?
Yes, you reminded me. The weather of the 2 shots should be different.
Like one on a sunny day and another on a snowy day?
Yes, exactly. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
So apart from the photos, do I need to prepare anything else for the course?
Nothing more.
Do you have a syllabus for the course?
Sure, you can download it from our website. Just key in Community Learning Centre of Pinewood. You can also come over to the centre and get a copy.
I'll just download it online, but can you please introduce the course in detail? The course covers 2 days, right?
Yes. On Saturday morning, the instructor will explain all the basics of amateur and professional sports photography and the differences between them, followed by instructions on the use of specific equipment for various sports, like long lenses and monopods for shooting football matches.
That's exactly what I need to know. What about the rest of the course?
On Saturday afternoon, there is normally a workshop on the technical side of things. For the photos that your classmates have brought, you'll have to work together to decide the best position to take these shots.
Oh, that's interesting.
On Sunday, there's a workshop taking place in a computer-equipped room where you'll learn to edit different shots.
That sounds challenging.
Indeed it is. There is also a section on some tricks to sell them.
To magazines and newspapers, you mean?
Yes, mostly to the publishing industry.
I'd love to.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.